Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 13 of In His Steps. Today's title is Faith Leads to Praise. Corrie ten Boom said, "Faith is when you praise God in the storm, you trust Him in the valley, and you follow Him in the dark." Our text today comes from John chapter 9, verses 35 to 41. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." He said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshiped him. Jesus said, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, "Are we also blind?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say, 'We see,' your guilt remains." Knowing that John only has 21 chapters, an entire chapter on one miracle must be important for the amount of space it consumes, all the way from John 9, verses 1 through 41. In verses 1 through 12, Jesus, the light of the world, opens the physical eyes of a blind beggar. In verses 13 through 34, religious leaders interrogate Jesus, seeking to find fault with him instead of believing in his miracle-working power. The man just had his sight restored and is immediately confronted with naysayers. When the Pharisees called Jesus a sinner, the once blind man proclaimed, "Whether he's a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." When the religious leaders refused to believe in Jesus, they threw the healed man out of their presence. That is when Jesus intervenes again in this man's life. Religious people often cast people out, while Jesus invites them in. The conversation between Jesus and this man, found in verses 35 to 41, takes an even more miraculous turn. Christ takes the man from his doubters to deliverance. Jesus posed a question we all must answer. "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man's answer revealed that he still hadn't fully believed in Christ. "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus emphatically told him that he was the Son of Man. The man's response led to his salvation. "Lord, I believe." As soon as he believed, he worshiped him. When God opens your eyes, faith is made possible, and faith is followed by praise. Faith and trust are strengthened off of one another. The greater your faith, the deeper your worship. Genuine worship leads to a stronger faith. Only after this man received his spiritual sight could he worship. Interestingly, the religious leaders who could see physically were the ones who had blurred spiritual vision. When they asked Jesus if he was calling them blind, Jesus said, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say, 'We see,' your guilt remains." When God has given you clear revelations of himself and you still doubt and refuse to worship him, you're guilty of not having true faith. In his book, Discovery, The Mystery of Faith, How Worship Shaped Believing, Glenn Packham provides a clear connection between faith and worship. May his words encourage your faith-inspired worship today. The object of our faith is a person, not a proposition. We do not place our lives in an idea or doctrine or a system or a set of values. We place ourselves in the personal God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Proclaiming the creed, then, is an act of worship, not a recitation of doctrine. Faith, after all, is not a simple agreement or the acknowledgement of certain propositions or hypotheses. Faith is the placing of your whole life within God, the only one who is faithful enough to hold your life redeem it, and save it. There is no worship without faith, and there's no faith without worship. It is faith that leads us to worship, and worship that enlarges our faith. Let's think about these things today. What stands out about the blind man's encounter with Jesus and the Pharisees? What lessons can you learn from today's scripture about how people can distract us from praising God? In what ways does your faith impact worship? How does your worship increase your faith? That's all for now. Be blessed today, friends.